All right, it is the rundown. It is the 26th of April.
It's March, but I think 26th is right.
March.
Is 26 is right, though.
I use so
yeah,
much.
That's actually like the.
Yeah, it's good and close enough.
I use every ounce of remaining energy I have from Vegas. I'm figuring out the date and just lost it on the month. SeatGeek, $10 off your first purchase. Use the promo code RUNDOWN. It's instant. Use it. Major League Baseball right around the corner. NHL playoffs, NBA playoffs, Final Four, everything you need. Okay, starting with the Final Four, obviously. So my guys, Michigan in it, Kansas in it. I still get these guys. I'm not just saying this because we're Loyola.
Loyola, Chicago.
Loyola. Yep. I was actually thinking of the other team. And Nova. Fourth thing is Villanova. That's the Final Four.
Crushing it right now.
Yeah, really.
My brain
coming
is
coming in hot.
My brain
the
is.
The fact that you couldn't remember Loyola, which is like the biggest storyline
or
in
Nova.
The world.
No, I was actually thinking of the UMC.
UMBC.
Whatever. Any thoughts on it? Obviously, I'm psyched Michigan is in it. And I have a lot of things going. We're going to San Antonio, so that's exciting. We are playing, and these subjects sort of bleed into each other, but Sister Jean will be who I'm going against. And I'm going to get my Sister Jean rant right off the bat. I don't hate Sister Jean. I'm sick of her. I was sick of her before I ever dreamed that Michigan would be playing her. They're the darling. Everyone loves her. I get her. She's an old lady. She's a nun. She's a real fan. Obviously, I don't give any of that. I don't say she's not. But we got to go through Sister Jean. And
it's a war now.
And I also don't ever like people, regardless, who's like, well, why did you win? It's like, I asked God to help. No, shut up, Sister Jean. Like, God doesn't.
But she has a direct line to God.
Yeah, but
where's God been?
She probably hasn't asked. She just got around to asking.
She's been the
team chaplain
forever.
Yeah.
She's
I mean, it's
selfish old lady.
It's a coincidence that she asked.
So you don't like Sister Jean?
Well, this is the problem.
This is kind of weird. I wasn't expecting it.
Well, so this is the thing. I don't like Sister Jean, but like now I do.
Why don't you like? I don't like.
I'm sick. Like I was sick of her right away.
Just but are you sick of Sister Jean, or are you just sick of everyone else talking about Sister Jean?
Yeah, but
it's like that's really what it is. You just get sick of like social media doing it. But Sister Jean is just like a nice old lady
who's wearing like Jordans with her name on it.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome. That's fire.
But that's
she's in a wheelchair. It's even funnier.
Yeah,
also like most nuns are. I don't like nuns. I think I'm out on nuns. But now that she's like your enemy,
you have to come
let's
to this
go Sister
side.
Jean. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
I mean, I'll take anybody over you.
I was out of my mind, basically sunburned and not in the best state when Michigan won and was getting ready to play Loyola. So I made a video, and in the original video, I basically said, I hope she died. But luckily,
I mean,
luckily,
that's where you're gonna have to censor yourself because she might, dude.
She's 98.
She's also in phenomenal shape for 98.
I think I said something in effect. I hope you make it to next Saturday. We'll see if you make it to next Saturday.
Hey, Sister Jean, you old fuck. We're coming for you, Sister Jean. We're coming for your ass. I don't believe in your little voodoo and fucking potions, Sister Jean. Your fake ass commuter school. This is Michigan. A real school, look at this tan. Bronze as fuck, Sister Jean. I don't trust a shit about you, Sister Jean. You little old lady routine. Fuck that, Sister Jean. You're gonna see nightmares now, Sister Jean, you fucking old lady, you old bag. This is reality, this ain't no dream. You're playing a real school, a national school, Loyola. Take the subway, Sister Jean.
See, I'm okay with that, like people who get mad about this
is
like
crazy.
It's shit talking.
Oh,
it's
at me.
Fun.
I
tweeted that I want Sister Jean to shit down your throat.
If Clem wasn't there, because Clem was like, "That's a little tough." Gaz is like posted, obviously.
Yeah.
We had so many different people saying different things.
I mean, I called her like an old bird in the earlier rounds. I was like, "Who's this old bird?"
People
and
get
people
so
were like,
sensitive.
Oh, you can't do that. What the fuck?
How
are
do
you
think people
about?
Now? This M Go blog, which is I think like the biggest Michigan.
Yeah, that is.
Blog there is. Tweeted at they
disavowed you.
Yeah, they're like
they disavowed
you.
Like,
this man does not speak
like,
for us.
Yeah, they're like, can someone please tell the AD to like stop?
Dude, this is what sports are. You shit talk. I bet you Sister Jean, if she ha- didn't have to, like, you know, do the, like, the you God know, religious thing, she'd probably shit talk you right back.
This is
back.
The same thing as the people get upset about the crying kids. This is all part of it.
And
old,
by the way,
young,
I don't
like,
understand.
Let's fucking go.
Is it because she's a nun? Who cares? Yeah. You, by the way, you don't get medals of honor for getting old. It's just something that happens.
No, you reach a point where you get so old that it's like a marvel.
Well, big deal. We have, like, fucking, I think Jalen Rose posted his grandma. She's 100.
Gene, it's been a good ride, but it's over Saturday. Go Blue, 100.
Yeah, no, but I think if you get over 95, you're like,
all right,
whoa,
so she's
how
a big
does that
fucking
work?
Fan, and why do you win? Because we share the ball. Give me a better answer than that. That doesn't mean
that's
you know.
Analysis.
Well, yeah, you wanted to break down the X's.
Well, like everyone's like, she knows so much about basketball. She said share the ball.
Hubs was yelling that she doesn't even know anybody on the team. She always just says the boys. She doesn't even know any fucking names.
Did you?
I think she might be a fraud. She might be a fraud.
I can't believe that you're, I thought she'd be like,
well, it's
big time on your team.
Well, you have to. You
no, yes. Don't get it twisted. I am now on her side.
Like Dave
you,
winning a Final
like
Four the year the Patriots lose would be such bullshit.
Oh, what a comeback. It would put everything to bed
well,
quickly.
Are also, we even still considering this? The Roan curse? I mean, the Final Four run is.
Well, no. I'll tell you what could be a major problem is Villanova is a Philadelphia team.
Yep.
That is awesome. So I could end up Michigan.
Powerhouse.
Like, and I already, I'm going to see the spin here. Roan curse. Michigan. All rooting aside, like Michigan should not beat Villanova
at all.
So that would be a huge. That you want to talk about though? Ending if Michigan beat Villanova,
I don't know. I think. What do you think that spread would be?
6.5.
But no way. But if it's 6.5, I'll put all my money on Michigan. There's no way they would be.
I mean,
it would be like a
Michigan
three.
Played one good game.
They've played a lot of good games. They haven't lost in a fucking month.
No,
in terms
but
of a curse,
they haven't been shooting.
In terms of the Roan curse,
no,
if his
but
team
Dave,
beats a Philly team,
no,
that
but
curse
Dave,
is over.
No, but what Dave is doing here, I don't
is
know
he,
if you got it.
I
he's
get it,
saying that Michigan has no chance against Villanova. I think that point spread would be like 3.5.
That's,
at most.
That's fair, and he's doing what he always does, where he sets himself up where he loses. If he
right.
loses, it's not a big deal.
I'm not going to let him do that.
As far as a curse
Michigan
goes,
is good.
If a Dave team beats a Roan team, the curse is dead. Unfortunately.
It's
what
a big
happens,
Final Four. It's a big
what, what happens, and this is just a hypothetical, because Sister Jean is probably going to die soon. What if Sister Jean, we win, and then Sister Jean dies in like 4 weeks? Can I just say murdered Sister Jean?
I think that plays.
That's a direct cause and effect.
Yeah. I mean, you probably, won't get, she died. You probably won't get your a free subscription to MGo Blog, but I think
that's... MGo Blog, those fucking pussies. I had a good answer for them, though. Well, they literally, like... tell the AD we have to disavow ourselves from this program. Bro, I was sitting next to the AD at the fucking game. So I'll pass that message on myself, you fucking MGo Blog. I didn't even know they didn't like me.
Yeah.
You threaten one little nun and the world gets fucking mad. I didn't even threaten her.
That Kansas-Nova game is going to be awesome. That Kansas-Duke game was awesome.
That was game.
So let's get into
it's
predictions.
It's been such a weird tournament, but that like because there's so many upsets, but like, now we have some good basketball.
Right. Well, what happens is the upsets are great for
the
first round.
The quality play is
but you want to see the best teams go against each other.
That was a horrific way for Grayson Allen's career to end.
Horrific.
I mean,
terrible shooting.
A rollout.
And he was terrible before that.
Yeah, wide open threes.
And Bill Self, he got a little cocky. Like, he had that cocky smile. Like, we can beat them. They were carving Duke's zone up.
Yeah, they were.
How's your boy Hank holding up?
So
he was very upset about that charge.
He was very
ball.
Upset.
I think rightfully so.
I mean,
as
I
as
said
I Duke,
that
was,
I said Duke
one.
Was winning the national title, so I'm a lot of egg
so
on my
think,
face.
So what do you have Final Four predictions?
Nova over Loyola Chicago.
I was
you
say,
think Loyola Chicago is going to beat Michigan?
Yes.
That's
dude. Like
lunacy.
You. Well, here's what you said though. Like Michigan really hasn't been playing that great, and now you're going up against clearly my guy. I mean.
No.
There's more at work
but
here
Michigan,
than you are admitting
right.
to yourself.
Michigan that played one really good game, the A&M game, but I do think the 2 weeks fucked them up. They're not gonna. This is Michigan is a bad matchup for Loyola because Michigan beeline plays like he's not gonna get all fucked up with the run.
Yeah, but Loyola.
Everyone's a bad matchup for Loyola.
We'll beat
Loyola causes matchup. Here's the thing. As much as they're like an underdog and all that stuff, if you watch them play, their offense, like Sister Jean said, they share the ball, but they actually do an unbelievable job of like passing and back cutting and doing all these things that can beat any team. If your offense is humming like that, you can beat any team. You don't need the like best players in the world.
We will end the run of Sister Jean. The last one on that we had is the Leonard Hamilton interview. Who was
Dana Jacobson.
Dana Jacobson doing the interview. Asking the question that every gambler in the world wanted to ask.
I was going
to
say, you guys must have been having a fucking meltdown.
Well, let me tell you this. Tommy Smokes doesn't let me lube. I was so fucked up, that's the only game I didn't bet the whole tournament.
And you would have bet Michigan.
Because I didn't. Yo, you think I would have bet Michigan? Yeah. I have to, and it would have been 4.5. I would have had it.
You would have killed yourself.
But I didn't even care. I was so happy, I didn't lose my bet. I just would have gone to the Final Four. That's the type of weekend Tommy Smokes and I was having. Frankie came running up from the casino in a hot sweat because that's the only game he bet was Michigan. So 4.5.
Frankie's been on the wrong side of it. It's been a rough weekend for Frankie.
It was a fair question and just a preposterous answer and preposterous move not to foul there.
Take me through the final seconds of this game. Why didn't you guys foul?
What are you talking about?
Down the stretch there, the end of the game, the final seconds, 11 seconds left down the clock.
Do you think that the game came down to the final seconds of the game?
I'm asking you, though, why that decision in the final seconds of the game?
The game was over.
You didn't think your guys could get back in it, put them on the line if they missed those shots?
I mean, but 15 seconds of the clock. What were we down?
Put them on the line. They miss a few shots. Coach, a four-point ball game. It's a question that the guys were asking at the end of our game. That's all I'm asking.
Yes. Preposterous answer. I always give guys a pass 20 seconds after they lose. And you stick a microphone in their face. And they're like, hey, how about you replay the heart – crushing
yeah,
moment.
But not to mention he had to realize, like, oh, yeah, I fucked that up.
Yeah.
Like,
I honestly...
I don't think he did.
I just feel like he didn't have any answer because there is no fucking answer.
He had a good response the next day being like, the game just ended. I wish I could do it over again, what I said to her. Like, that was fine.
I don't think that's a good answer.
What?
I mean, I think that was a preposterous move to just, like, let that...
I mean,
What are their chances of winning there?
No,
it's a ridiculous move, but
correct.
Duncan Robinson has the ball. Duncan Robinson, I don't think, has ever missed a free throw in his life.
He did.
I'm almost surprised at the players too. They're like,
well, you saw it.
You just fouled,
saw Duncan Robinson being like,
waiting
am I about
it.
To get fouled? And this is what college basketball is, Dave. We talk about it all the time.
It's 18-year-old.
There
kid.
Is no rhyme or reason. Teams will foul down 11 with 4 seconds left. And they won't foul down 4 with 10 seconds left.
It makes
don't
no
you think,
sense.
I mean, if you've been playing ball all your life, like in that moment, I feel like you just...
No, those kids don't know anything.
Yeah.
Who was the coach who was in the news the other day being like, they're more interested in like their phones and they don't know anything about
that. Yeah.
That's like, you don't know what they're doing.
You have no idea.
And
you
Purdue Texas Tech game, Purdue was fouling down like 15 with 40 seconds.
Right, exactly. And you can always get the rogue kid who runs in at the last second and
you
fouls.
Just don't know. That's what makes it
no
sense.
Idea.
Were there not gamblers like really going crazy though?
Oh,
like, point shaving schemes and shit like that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm.
I mean, that to me was wild. I'm not a gambler, but I thought there was going to be much more. Than just this, like, oh, the interview was bad.
I mean, no one's point shaving at that. Like,
no, I know that, but I'm just saying the reaction was just like, oh, this interview was bad, when I thought that was just
see, I am, the cynic in me is convinced that every coach knows the spread.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. And they know that alumni are betting the game, and if the game's virtually over, if they foul there, Florida State's not going to win the game, but they will lose the spread.
Right, totally.
And you know what's the crazy? I mean, I keep saying that, but Leonard Hamilton being 70 years old, that is just, that guy's not 70. He looks like he's 40.
Well, I would believe it. Yeah, that was a good well. I believe it.
Go ahead, Kevin.
I believe it because he feels like he's been at Florida State for 30
years. Yeah, true. So,
the rundown is being brought to you by BetDSI. Get a $25 Final Four bet for registering. You'll also get 200% member bonus on your first deposit. Promo RUNMADNESS at BetDSI.com. Get in and out Final Four this weekend. Also, as mentioned, I'm debating what I'm doing. Shout out, I don't want to overlook, Michigan is also the hockey team is in the Final Four. And the Big Ten loaded, Ohio State, Notre Dame. I want to say Minnesota Duluth is the fourth team. It's in Minnesota, so home field advantage for them. They're getting overshadowed by the basketball team, but still a big accomplishment. I almost want to go to that, too. All right, Stormy Daniels. She had her big interview with Anderson Cooper on 60 Minutes. I tweeted, this to me, I get why they do it. Because everyone was talking about it, huge ratings grab, all that shit. Which is funny. You could just watch this knowing this is strictly entertainment. And if people are getting like, it's so political everything. Like if you're, you know, one way or the other is how you're going to view it. But it's a joke. Like, I mean,
it's the whole, I mean, it's, yeah, it's the whole thing is.
What do you mean, a joke in what sense?
Like that it's like news.
Well, no, I mean, it's the president.
The president fucked a porn star. That's the news.
Bill Clinton had a whole fucking thing.
Right, that I thought was a joke too, but I mean, he did it like while he was in office.
Right.
Like, but I mean, Donald Trump, like, you think Donald Trump's life before he was president was like a little bit crazy?
No, but when you're going to get details of a porn star spanking him with a magazine and fucking raw-dogging him, it's going to be talking about.
Someone threatening her baby.
And people care. People care.
But like that Trump had sex without a condom before his president. Like, who fucking cares?
I think people care about that, man. I know what you're saying. I'm not like offended, right? And I don't think like it affects his politics. Yes, but page six is like,
sorry,
people love gossip.
But Anderson Cooper
like him sitting there like asking all those questions.
So he spanked you
with
a newspaper.
No, but it's also the president. Like, people care about the president, like, you know, possibly cheating on his wife and then like threatening his baby. Like,
but
that,
he's
the real shame. Yeah, but it's the president. That's why people
but
care.
But it's not, he didn't do it while he was president.
Right, but it doesn't matter.
Not that that would be that different. Right. But
I think anyone who.
But you voted for him knowing that he's like.
Doing those things.
Yeah. No, I'm
just. Probably.
I thought the Shark Week thing was the funniest bit of
all. Yeah, that was crazy. That.
Sitting on the bed
watching. And you revealing you're not a Trump guy anymore.
What?
You said you're not a Trump guy anymore.
I stopped being pro Trump.
And you realized the whole world was against
him. No, it was the. I think I've said this before. It was, I still like the comedy of like last night, but the Charlotte shit when he didn't condemn the Nazis.
You gotta condemn Nazis.
Yeah. So that was like, gotta condemn the Nazis when I'm still on your team. But yeah, Anderson Cooper, his serious, like, this was fucking groundbreaking. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Yes, it all is a farce, but I understand why people are interested.
The intrigue is for sure going to be
there. But it's intrigue, but the people, what I'm saying is, people are using this as, like, real political
ammo.
No,
that is stupid.
Right. It's like,
but that's also what
he already got elected. Everyone knows this guy's a fucking clown.
But that's also
the clown. And so did JFK, and so did, like, a ton of presidents.
But that's also the people that, like, the people whose Trump has broken their brains. Any news story, they're like, this is the one to do them in. And it's just like, no. Okay? This is just a funny thing to watch on 60
I will
Minutes.
Say, and the one point you see so much come across your feed, which I thought was interesting, was I don't think Trump has trashed her yet, right? Publicly.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Mm.
That's
waiting
weird.
For the, well, maybe.
Because he trashes everybody.
Right, like right away.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's probably more to it. Maybe.
I mean,
also,
I'm sure it's
the
truth.
The Donald is
like. Of course,
like,
it's the truth.
How are you gonna do the? How are you gonna fuck up the NDA, man? That's.
Oh, I don't think he did. You mean by not signing it?
Yeah, you say it was like an alias or whatever. David Dennison.
Oh,
was
I don't think that'll end up being. I think he'll be fine with all that shit. I mean, she's.
No, but I'm saying like the whole reason she's able to do all this is because he supposedly fucked up the NDA, right?
Supposedly.
And you think he just didn't fuck up the NDA, but she's just able to go public?
Yeah, I think she's doing it. Yes, yeah. Yeah. I think she's just like, he's going to sue me or whatever, and I'm going to make more money on the other side.
So it doesn't matter. I'd rather get sued. Yeah,
right. I mean, that's. Like, people making her, I mean, she just...
Well, she even kind of said that in the interview, kind of like, why wouldn't I talk and try to make money? Like, she kind of owned up to it in a way, which is kind of a dirty move, but she's right.
I mean, at one point, she's like, he asked her, why didn't you come forward before? He's like, I didn't want to be labeled as one of those people who kiss and tell. It's like, you are a porn star.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if a future...
If
a president
different.
Fucked me, I would definitely talk and write a book.
1,000%.
Yeah. So I would do that.
I also love when she says to the Donald.
That's what she's doing.
Yeah, yeah. I can't begrudge her, though.
But she, you should be beheaded because you did the NDA. Like, you just invalidated all NDAs. It's basically an NDA unless a better
offer. That's why we said this last week. Like, the NDA punishment needs to be like,
you're dead.
Yeah. Right. Then that's the only way it's going to be.
Otherwise,
there's no monetary.
Well, I'll sign it until it's not my best interest.
Right.
But when she said to Donald, like, oh, does this usually work for you, talking about yourself? Like, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it worked all the time.
Oh, yeah, she's acting like she's
Like, she put him in a box.
You're
like,
fucking in the room getting ready to fuck him. Yeah,
it works.
Yes. Like, oh, does this
work? Have you seen my magazine?
Like, as you're naked getting ready to fuck me, does this work? You're here, and you're saying you're not attracted to me, and gross,
but
you're
still
going
to fuck me. Yeah.
Yeah, it fucking works, honey. Copo our girl Olivia.
Yeah, just a little.
Olivia.
Rich guys talking about themselves.
Olivia Culpo and Olivia Culpo and Danny Amendola. My brain is gone.
I'm actually think you're in better shape than I expected.
Yeah.
I loaded up like I was in Vegas today, Adderall and everything, just to come into work.
Tomorrow will be great.
Yeah. Amendola, Olivia Culpo as broken by chicks in the office. I have broken up. A lot of rumors why this is happening. One of them says that Amendola is mad that she like posed naked in Sports Illustrated. I find that hard to believe. She's a model and has done a million posts. I heard that she cheated on him. I don't know if that's true. I don't know what's true.
That would make sense because he was the one who did the unfollowing and the deleting.
And by the way, so like
he's the slighted one.
And like that's an aggressive move. That means there's bad blood. Clearly, oh, if you're going like that.
I think there's bad blood if you delete, if you go back and delete all.
Totally,
that move is such a stupid move. All it does is draw attention, and make you look stupid. Because
no, it's not that. But if you're real, you don't want it. I mean. Maybe you gradually do it, but you don't want that shit on your page if you like see her every time if you fucking hate her.
Yeah, but that strikes me, Danny Amendola doing that, like strikes me as like he had a little too much wine with his boys and was like, you know what I'm going to do?
That's
I'm
going to
delete
it's
all
kind
these
of a
pictures.
So who do you think won and lost that deal?
Yeah, we were talking about this on radio on Friday. Danny Amendola is worth like $15 million. Like I know Culpo's got like the big name, but I feel like Danny Amendola is gonna be like A-okay.
And he's
a great looking
awesome
dude.
And yeah, like I think he probably moves on to bigger and better
Miami
things.
Now.
Even just be, yeah. Like I know
he'll
he's not gonna have the Brady effect anymore, but I think if you're gonna pick someone who's gonna live a better life, not like either of them are gonna be slumming it, but I think Danny Amendola kind of wins this breakup. Unless Culpo can do the girls on the radio are saying she's gonna launch like her own clothing line and all this crazy shit that's gonna be like super. I guess she has a longer shelf life than Danny Amendola, but I think $15 million looking
Culpo,
like that living
I
in
think,
Miami, you're Gucci.
And I mean, she had dated Joe Jonas beforehand, so it's not like, and I think Amendola dated Hey K. Adams. Like, so.
I think they're both winning. No one
loses.
Don't
cry for me, Argentina, yeah. Mm-hmm. Both of them. All right, last up was DP41. Obviously, Tommy Smokes he's my guy. There's a real chance he's going to end up living with me because he's so hot gambling. I mean, I don't win. Like, I've had one heater in my life prior to meeting Tom. And now.
That January?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. I got shut off.
That was the most amazing. And Elio saying you need to stash your cash?
Yeah. He told me to buy a living room
furniture
for
set. Yeah.
He told me I had to.
I mean, that was statistically the craziest.
Yeah.
This is not far off.
No, in that January, you were like 65.
No,
and
but
eight.
What were
I'm
you
plus
like 16 this weekend, though?
Plus 16 units betting with
that's
Tommy.
That's pretty damn good.
In like
a
week.
And in weird ways and shit too, right? Like
it's just everything he wrote a blog that recapped it. We had a lot of moments that there's that picture of after we won the Avalanche in a shootout on the last shot.
Yep. At the pool party.
Yeah, it went zero.
It was the only game on TV.
Yeah.
Like, there's no other sports games going on, and you guys were betting that.
Yeah, and in Vegas. So, like, people in the cabana, like, who were rooting for the Knights because they're Vegas. And the shootout went 0-0-0-0-0-1 on the last one. And I just kissed him. I was so happy because everything won. We were listening to a playoff. We were listening to the Devils. Penguins. The Devils were plus 180. They're up 3-1, 3-3, went to overtime. I put on, you can listen to the telecast on NHL.com. We were listening to like
that's
the play-by-play.
In the cabana?
In our suite. And they scored. Taylor Hall, shout out Taylor Hall, scored instantly. Whatever he was next to me just won. I mean.
And now he's in the Bahamas right now?
He's in the Bahamas. He's coming with me to the Final Four. Mm-hmm. So
have like purchased him.
I think if he sees Sister Jean just may melt.
Yeah.
Like there's something going on with
Sister Jean versus Tommy.
Yeah. And I take Tommy's mojo right now.
The fact that there was
he Jordaned it. That was literally
Frankie,
like.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then
so
Tommy.
So what's the deal with Frankie now? He's just an old guy.
No, Frankie's good. Anytime that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, sure.
He's getting chirped. But anytime that Team Portland is making money.
But Frankie lost money. Tommy made money, Dave made
money.
I think
that's
awesome.
It's Wally Pip. What's up, buddy?
It's not Wally Pip.
Yeah,
Wally
Pip
didn't help Jonah. Wally Pip didn't help Jonah Maggio get to. He just got Wally Pip.
Lou Gehrig.
Yeah. Well, no, I. There's no animosity in Team Portland. He got the jumpsuit. He got everything.
We helped Tommy Smokes have the weekend that he had. It's a team. It's a team effort. Yeah.
The only thing I'm worried about Tommy is I can see him.
How many times did Dave wildly caught?
I don't. I was never supposed to be Dave's lucky guy. I tell him to bet the Islanders every single night. He loses every single bet.
To be honest, I didn't know Tommy would be. I mean, it's just happened that as he was sitting next to me calling the games, I started winning every time he was next to me. So it's like, hey, Tommy, sit next to me. Let's see what we got here. And every time he sits next to me, he wins. It's crazy. And the second he leaves, I lose. I forgot about that. He was that one game I lost. Duke missed a layup. They had a 2-on-1 end of the first half layup against
Cuse.
Yeah, and they missed it. And Tommy was nowhere to be
found.
And
the one game you would have bet, Michigan, which would have lost you the bet, you didn't bet because you didn't put it in. I put it in.
You did. You lost.
Me and Tommy watched that game together. Yeah, I thought I'd get some of the magic.
You see some yin-yang mojo going here. Like.
And Tommy's starting to get cocky, too.
I mean, all the clips of him just blacked out.
You should have seen this guy. This has not been documented, but you should have seen him at the buffet before the video of me telling him to get his shoes came out.
Yeah, because that was anger. That was real anger.
Because
Frank,
Tommy, just go get your shoes. This kid had been on a heater all day, right? He was with the smokes. He's at the pool party. He's having a good time. We were loving it. We were dying with him. Just everything he was doing, we were cracking up. We get to this buffet, right? They kicked us out at first because we weren't on the suite list. So he was starting to get agitated with that. We're like, is there anyone we can talk to?
VIP now.
He's like, is there anyone?
Is there anyone we can talk to?
We're in a suite.
The first weekend of your life.
So they kick us out the first time. We go back after the pool party. Now, bear in mind, we had some drinks. So obviously he's feeling himself. They give us a hard time the second time, even though we're now like supposed to be going in. And then he goes, listen, lady, I just want to go to the fucking buffet. And I go, Tommy, like, relax. And then she goes, you don't even have shoes on. So I'm
it's tough to be talking tough when we end up getting through that lady.
And we get through the place. And someone again stops us and says, this guy needs to get some shoes on. And I'm like, Tommy, go get your fucking shoes. Like, you're causing a scene here. Like,
Tommy's getting a little cocky.
Go get your fucking shoes.
Another undocumented fight was Lewis and I had a real, because Lewis started trying to get Tommy to sit next to him. Yeah. I was like, fucking leave it alone.
I told you I would have paid money to watch that.
It was like,
well, Lewis tried to put a price on his head.
How
much is Tommy worth to you?
And he's like, what? You can't share the juju? I'm like, I'm not fucking sharing it,
first
Lewis.
Of all, that
shit obviously doesn't work
because
we lost with
he's
him.
He's your guy. You can't even share the juju.
I love
get
it.
Out of here.
Lou is, I mean, that's Lou, and I he's got to try everything. I do the same thing.
I mean,
I'm gonna try
to
get a
guy, who's
Tom.
Hot. You don't start trying to be like,
I'm gonna
hey,
try to take a little
here.
Juju from him.
How do you think Tommy Smokes is in the Bahamas right now?
Oh my God!
I'm very excited. This is like Tommy Smokes is basically living like a Behind the Music episode, but all within like 2 weeks.
Yeah, like
when you start to lose. And Tommy Smokes is still like, hey, where's my VIP? And it's going to fall apart.
Like how bad a cold streak do you need to get before you just kick him to the curb?
If he's like still above 50% moving forward, that's good. That's better than that. My problem is, right now, I don't know what to do tonight. I'd like to gamble. I can't.
When he hits his inevitable cold streak, what are you going to do with him? Do you have like a plan, or are you just going to kick him to the curb? Because right now, you know, he does some play-by-play. He pops and does social.
I don't have a plan with him necessarily. I mean, he's all right guy, but he's very lucky right
Frankie's
now.
Just waiting for the day.
So I'm not Frankie, get the pins out, Frankie.
No, that's not how it is. That's not what we do in Team Fortnite. I have warned him, though, that he is riding a hot streak gambling, and like everyone knows, it's a hard thing to keep going, so he's got to stay in his...
I mean, he gave me the over in, was it Loyola, Kansas State? That went over, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't like the game. He's like, neither do I, but don't worry, I picked it. I was like, all right.
He is kind
of the move at the blackjack table is something I know.
It takes something really special to shake the nickname Alarmingly Stupid Tom.
Yeah.
Because it was so good and so accurate.
Yep.
The fact that he, in a matter of just a few months, is now Tommy Smokes and your guy and all that shit is...
I'm here for Tommy Smokes.
He warms my heart.
I'm here for...
We actually should try to capture, like, when he goes back to Fordham and walks into the radio there.
Yeah.
Like, to just see... Because he's probably going to walk in there. Like, he's got a tenant.
He's
going
to be like Bill O'Reilly when the cameras are
on. Oh, yeah.
My coffee's cold.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Get
I could
this
see
out
him
of here.
Running that joint.
It was overall a good weekend, though. I think everybody had fun.
I mean, you winning in Vegas, I told you this, but like Friday night when I saw that video of you winning that Clemson game, I'm like, these guys are going to have a great time.
Yeah, well, for the most part, MGM hooked everything up. So we did a Saturday for the boys. We were going to the places they told us to go. So we It was fun. Everyone had a good week in the Super
Bowl. But you winning, though, makes
it. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean.
Other level.
I didn't see any Matty Walsh. Was he there?
No, Matty Walsh didn't make it. I got food poison day one.
Yeah.
Legitimate.
On your birthday.
Yeah.
Felt really bad.
Yeah.
That was a real shame.
Real shame.
Didn't see something.
So,
like, for hours.
DP40 versus DP41, what, like, half? Like, half is crazy?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
But you won.
Yeah.
Nothing beats winning in Vegas. Yeah. Like, there's no better feeling than being like, I'm flush.
And a little, my last point, the casinos. This is the biggest scumbag move going. So, which I still got to fix that before we fly to San Antonio. My ID expired on my birthday. So, I flew there. It worked. They did not want to pay me. Like, when we win at the casino, they were like, nope, can't pay you. You have an expired ID. So, they have no problem letting you play. And you give your player's card, which has all your information. So they're happy to take your money, but they do not want to pay you when they win. Absolute scumbag move, drove me nuts. Got very upset.
Expired IDs make no sense in general.
No.
Like,
no. You shouldn't need a lie. I mean, why do you even...
Like, I get you need to... I get, like, for driving purposes, but, like, if your ID is expired by a few months to get into a bar, like, what's...
How about if it's expired by, like, the day, because clearly your birthday yesterday...
Right.
Like, yeah.
But, like, driving, sure.
Yeah. You might TSA to, didn't care. They let me, they're like, yeah, fine. They knew it was that. The casino cared, the TSA...
Well, because they heard you're up fucking a zillion units because of Tommy Smokes.
Tommy Smokes.
Yeah, but the best part is, Dave goes to Vegas and is up a million units, but he's not even taking it from Vegas. It's all in this book.
Boogie. And by the way, still down for last week. I was just way down before Smokes got
involved. Wow. But that's almost better than being up.
Yeah, like, it's so fucked up.
It's so fucked up, but Dave agrees.
It is.
If you're like down a huge amount and you get almost close to even, that's better than winning. Yeah.
Because it's like, guess what? If I win, I'm not collecting any of that.
No,
I'm not seeing the money, but I'm paying the money.
Yeah, it's totally true. Going back down from... Down in a huge hole to almost even is way better than winning.
Oh, there's nothing. The only thing that you're like, oh, I could have slept for the last, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, I was not sleeping.
But
it turned out
feeling.
Okay.
Yeah. I got some work to do, speaking of that. I lost every bet.
Yeah.
You got to find yourself a smoke.
That Kansas Duke under was a great bet. I don't bet unders.
Oh, I fell in love with under.
Yeah, I fell in love with under. And I had Duke Cuse under 133
overtime
and a half.
Insurance. It should. I don't know why they don't offer.
I did the thing though, Dave, where it's like everything's going wrong, so I just I'm just going to change my whole system and just bet unders and.
The line what was the actual line at 3.5.
Kansas. Kansas was +4.
+4.
+3.5. +4.
All right. There you go.